There's a story told of a little girl. She wakes up in the middle of the night and she's afraid. It's dark. She thinks there's monsters in her room and under her bed. So she runs out of the bedroom and runs down to mom and dad's room for rescue. And so her mother takes her in her arms to comfort her, and then takes her by the hand and walks her back to her room, and they turn on a little light, make sure it's safe in here. And then before she tucks her into bed to say goodnight again, she says, "You know, you don't have to be afraid in this room because God is with you." And the little girl said, "Oh, I know that God is with me. I just like to have someone here with skin." As we come to the end of the Christmas season, we have been celebrating this mystery of God who takes on skin. God who has become, who is the King of the universe, becomes so personal, so particular, enters into a particular physical human reality. And each week, we have that mystery of Christ's presence unfolding before us in his life. How God is unfolding the presence of birth and living human life. How God becomes present in the life of a family. How God has become present in a family who has become an immigrant and refugee, is forced to leave their home. God's mystery is revealed there. And we hear how God's mystery is revealed in the gifts of strangers, foreigners, who are seeking God as they know God. And God is present to them to receive their gifts. And today we hear again the mystery of God being revealed in a call to mission, in Jesus' own receiving his call, being filled with the Holy Spirit. He is baptized with water by John, but he is also immersed with the Holy Spirit, who will send him forth. You know, throughout this Christmas season, we have had these wonderful opportunities and images of things to see where God is being revealed. This week, it shifts just a little bit to listening for God's presence, listening for God's voice where he calls. You know, there are so many examples in the scriptures where God chooses people to be his servant, to be his representative, to somehow embody his life. And God chooses the most unlikely people. You know, God chooses barren women. God chooses enslaved people. God chooses not the firstborn son in David, but the lastborn, almost the forgotten son. God chooses a teenage young woman and her engaged husband to bear this mystery. Clearly, God doesn't choose us because of anything we've earned or anything we've done to deserve it. God chooses whomever God wants to choose. The only question we have to answer, and they had to answer, is, will you allow yourself to be chosen? Today, in this gospel reading, Jesus receives this calling, this voice of God that says, "You are my beloved son." And Jesus receives that totally, receives that identity so much so that this is who he is. That voice of God calling him the beloved son takes flesh in him as the beloved son. And it is that power, that relationship of being the beloved son, that will send him forth now into mission. Jesus, we hear, is so overwhelmed by this gift of God's love, this revelation, this voice, this call in his life. It says, from here the Spirit sends him into the desert to consider what does this mean to be the beloved Son of God. Today, as we celebrate this baptism in the life of Annabeth, we say that to her and to all of us who have been called, who have been baptized into the life of Christ. You are my beloved daughter. You are my beloved sons and daughters. And to the degree that we're allowed to allow that in our life, it can be the source of power for us as well. You know, I think of today that as we come to the end of the Christmas season, really we're not coming to the end of the Christmas spirit. We're just celebrating the end of the beginning. The beginning of God becoming particular. God taking on human skin, taking on human flesh, to come and bring healing, to bring good news to the poor. When Jesus left, that same spirit was handed on to the church. And so we continue to celebrate the mystery of the incarnation that is it's continued in us, those who are the baptized, to be the hands and the feet of Christ, really, not symbolically. You and I truly are the body of Christ. And today, as we will come around to celebrate around the table of the Lord, we will be invited again to say yes to it. Body of Christ, blood of Christ, are you ready to allow that to become true again in you? There's a wonderful, wonderful prayer from St. Teresa of Avila, who says, Christ has no body now but yours. Christ has no hands or feet but yours. Christ has no eyes now for compassion on the world but yours. Today we celebrate this mystery of being baptized into the love of God. And that the Spirit of God who came upon Jesus on his baptism is upon us to bring good news, to be the body of Christ. Let's allow that mystery, that truth, that dignity to be born again in us again tonight as we celebrate it in Annabeth's life.